ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सभी टायर्ड हो गए हैं? अभी सबने टी ब्रेक लिया था, तो ओम शांति की आवाज कैसी आनी चाहिए? सबने अपने आप को नर्चर किया है या नहीं किया है? करके आए हैं सभी? नहीं तो ओम शांति कैसे आना चाहिए? सबके फेस कैसे दिखने चाहिए? सब अपने स्थानों पर एक मिनट के लिए खड़े हो जाएं। और जितने भी पीछे बैठे हैं सब आगे आ जाएं। सभी आगे आ जाइए, पीछे से सभी आगे आ जाइए, आगे स्थान ले लीजिए सभी, बहुत सारी सीट से आगे। प्लीज कम एट फ्रंट, सभी आगे आगे आ जाइए। लगता है टी ब्रेक और देना होगा क्या? ओम शांति, सभी बैठ जाएंगे। मैं एक बार फिर से आप सबका वेलकम करती हूँ हमारे इस सेशन में, जिसका थीम है सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर। सो इसके लिए हमारे बीच में आज हमारे एमिनेंट स्पीकर्स हैं, बीके बाला किशोर भाई, हु इज अ वाइस प्रेसिडेंट बेटर लिविंग एट सिकास टेक्नोलॉजीज, डॉक्टर पंकज कुमार, साइंटिस्ट एफ एंड ग्रुप इंचार्ज AMS एंड जियोक्रोनोलॉजी IUAC न्यू दिल्ली, डॉक्टर गिरीश मित्तल, एंटरप्रेन्योर, ऑथर, पॉलिसी एनालिस्ट एंड फिलैंथ्रोपिस्ट। रिनाउंड गेस्ट टू प्लीज कम ऑन द स्टेज एंड टेक योर सीट्स। प्लीज ऑल ऑफ यू आर वेलकम। So our today's topic, nurturing nature. So Brother Balakishore, Dr. Pankaj Kumar and Dr. Girish Mittal, तो हर शुभ काम की शुरुआत हम कैसे करते हैं? परमात्मा स्मृति। तो पुनः हम एक मिनट अपने आप को नर्चर करेंगे उस प्रभु की स्मृति से, और उसके बाद हम आगे का सेशन शुरू करेंगे। ओम शांति।
निर्मल हो जीवन अपना, हो संकल्प विमल। निर्मल हो जीवन अपना, हो संकल्प विमल। खुद को हम बदले इतना, जग ये जाए बदल। खुद को हम बदले इतना, जग ये जाए बदल। आत्म परिवर्तन कर ले, विश्व परिवर्तन कर दे।
I am inviting the divine sister BK Shweta Ben. She has come from Rourkela, Orissa. So you are most welcome, sister. Please take your seat. And I'll request Brahma Kumari sister to welcome with the badges and beautiful rose flowers to our eminent speaker. So Brahma Kumari sisters, please. As our today's topic is nurturing the nature. For a nature, we used to work 3 R's, that is reduce. अभी डॉक्टर गिरीश मित्तल जी को बैज और पुष्प देकर उनका वेलकम कर रहे हैं। ब्रदर बाला किशोर एंड Dr. Pankaj Kumar and BK Sister Shweta. So, for nature, we are using 3 words. reduce, reuse and recycling. So my question with the audience, what you need to reduce, what you need to reuse and what is recycling? Reduce, reuse and recycling, how you will use for nurturing nature. Can anyone? Pardon? Can't hear you. Reducing waste, okay. Okay, and what is reuse? These all three arts are connected, reduce, reuse and recycle. Hanji? What thing? The waste which is reduced, that we will reuse? Whenever we talk about nature, we are only thinking about the five elements. But how this nature is nurturing? When our inner nature nurtured, then only we can nurture these five elements. Because all these five elements are connected with some spiritual virtues and the mental effects. Don't you think so? Why we would like to sit bank of the river? Have you ever thought about it? Why we feel peace when we are sitting bank of the ocean? Why? So there must be some similarities in spiritual virtues, therefore. So nature is not only like we are destroying only with the plastics and all. Firstly, हमारी life से जो reduce हो गया है, हमें उस reduce को reuse करना है ताकि वो recycle होके हमारी life में वापस आए और हम उसे nature को दे सकें. And जो आप दो दिन से हमारे यहाँ पर सुन भी रहे हैं, हमारे inherent virtues जो हमारे life से reduce हो गए हैं. अब जब हम उसके ऊपर फोकस करेंगे, उसे रीयूज करेंगे, वही रिसाइकल होके हमें भी फ्लरिश करेंगे और नेचर को भी नर्चर करेंगे. सो फॉर एग्जांपल, इफ वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द फाइव एलिमेंट्स लाइक अर्थ, अर्थ इज अ सिंबल ऑफ स्टेबिलिटी, राइट, पेशेंस. एंड इसका मेंटल इफेक्ट क्या है? ये हमारे डिसीजन मेकिंग पावर को इंक्रीज करता है. Water is a symbol of transparency, peace, and its mental effect, it is giving us emotional wellness. Then fire. Fire is a symbol of energy, power of transformation. It transforms the energies. So, iska effect kya hai? We feel more self-confident, learning abilities are increased, and we feel more enthusiastic. The same way air. Air is a joy and happiness, clarity. So, therefore the life is consistent. We have the continuity in life to do anything. And the space, that is consciousness, knowledge, our inner awakening. And therefore we feel enlightenment. That is the mental effect of this. So that's how we nurture the nature, once we nurture the self. So for that, our three eminent speakers are there, and I would like to invite Brother B.K. Bala Kishore, who is a Vice President for Better Living, SARS Technologies. He is a British training scholar, M.Tech in Computer Science and Management, degree from Manchester Business School, UK. Diploma in Vedic Science. ICF certified coach and meditation teacher, currently pursuing PhD from IIT Mandi. Practitioner of Brahma Kumari's Rajyoga meditation since 30 years. He is a digital wellness coach who designed India's first two credit 30 hours digital wellness course for universities. Founder of SPIR IT Summit and Spirituality in IT Retreats, integrating wellness and spirituality in technologies. He is a visionary guide empowering minds to harmonize technology, wellness and inner balance. So I'll invite Bala Kishore Bhai to give insight on this, how we nurture the nature.
good afternoon. Little more loudly, good afternoon. That's better. Once again, Om Shanti. Very good. Well, when we talk about nature, as Ekta Ben was saying, we usually talk about the five elements, and as always, we talk about plastics, reusable pens, rather than use and throw away stuff. This is what generally comes to mind whenever we talk about conserving the nature. Today I'm going to give you a slightly different approach. All of those are right. There's nothing wrong with those approaches. But in spite of knowing, why are we not doing is a question that we need to ask. All of us know that these are harmful for the nature, but still we end up using them. So why does that happen? So I'll try to answer that why. This is what we want to change, correct? We want to change the nature, we want to change the whatever we see, the world around us, and make it a little better. Yes? Yes or no? Yeah, thank you. Now, the way to change that is through our actions. Just by sitting and then trying to think about it, things won't change. Yes or no? If I want to cook some food, I can't sit there and visualize food getting cooked. I have to get up, put the rice in the cooker, switch on the gas stove, and then only food will happen. I can't keep saying, tayar ho jao, tayar ho jao, tayar ho jao, kuch nahi hoga. So I have to act, because it is that kriti that creates the srishti. But how does this kriti or the action get influenced? It depends on what I see, what I think should be changed. That is when I will try to start acting on it. So what I see, my drishti, my vision, what does that depend upon? That depends upon my attitude, how I see things. And how does the attitude itself get determined? That is what gets determined by my smriti, my awareness. My smriti decides my vritti. My vritti decides my drishti decides my kriti, and kriti is what creates the world around me. Each one of us is a product of our smriti. What we thought about ourselves, that is what we created around us. So a lot of times in the world around, or in many organizations, change does not become sustainable, or change does not happen to the extent we want it to happen, because we are focusing more on the kriti, on the action. But there are three more things before action that come: drishti, vritti, and smriti. So fundamentally, when we start changing the smriti, that is when the srishti or the nature around us changes. So what kind of changes should we bring in the smriti? So the first thing is, if we want to create a sustainable nature, or we want to make this world a better place, I must remember that we did not inherit this earth from our parents, but we borrowed it from our children. So we need to give this back to them. This smriti makes me more responsible. And what is this smriti? Comes from the Sanskrit word smara. That means whatever I keep repeating to myself. So what is this awareness, the English translation for smriti? What I believe I am is that awareness. When I step into office, what is my awareness? When I step into home, what is my awareness? There is a change or not? If I start behaving at home the way I behave in office, what do my family members tell me? Mama, aap ghar mein aa gaye hain. You are not in your office. I am not your team member, right? And when you move with your friends, what is your awareness about yourself when you are representing your country? This awareness is often unconscious and it is subtle. Now let me explain in a little more detail how this awareness, this belief, how this smriti impacts how I act. Now let's take a simple example. What does science say? Because all of us are researchers and scientists here. All of us have been taught that our ancestors were like this. Yes or no? This is what we all learnt. That we kept evolving and after tens of or hundreds of thousands of years, from that we became this. These were our ancestors. But what does religion tell us? All the religions, we have a slightly different view. Religion says, this is where we came from. This is how the world began. Now, I'm not talking about what is right or what is wrong. I'm not talking about right or wrong at all. I'm only talking about how our belief about ourselves, how our awareness influences who we are, who we think we are, and how do we act. If I consider myself as a descendant of an ape, then what will be my thought process? What will be my attitude? I am fundamentally an ape. My nature is to fight. And for surviving, I need to be the fittest. So there's nothing wrong in cheating. There's nothing wrong in fighting. There's nothing wrong in being violent. That is where I came from. Purvaj ne wahi kiya, main wahi kar rahi hu. So there's nothing wrong. So when my awareness is, when my smriti is that I have descended from an ape, this is what will be my thought process. Yes or no? Now, instead, if I change my awareness, if I say I am fundamentally divine, my nature is peace, my nature is love, my nature is joy, then this is how you will start thinking. If my nature itself is love and peace, then I must learn to emerge those. Because I am that. I don't need to borrow those from outside. So here, again I repeat, I'm not talking about who is right, who is wrong. But the point here is, my awareness impacts my action and my belief impacts my behavior. Very important point. What I believe I am, who I believe I am, impacts what I do. Who I believe my team members are, impacts how I treat them. Now let's go ahead. The famous iceberg model that you must have seen. We start looking at the results and then we want to change the behaviors. Because this is what the world teaches us whenever we want to change the nature or the world around us. But the change doesn't happen because more than 3/4 of it is invisible, is under the water. My beliefs, fundamentally, my awareness, my smriti impacts my thinking, my soch, and how I think impacts how I feel, my emotions. And how I feel is what determines how I act, how I behave. And how I behave gives the results, and that is the world around that I see. So if I want to change how I act, it's not just enough to change my behavior, but what is most important is I must fundamentally change my smriti. That is my belief, who I think I am and who I think the people around me are. Now my smriti determines my vritti, my attitude. Who I believe I am determines how I view the world and how I view the people around me. And how I view determines what I see. In a minute I will explain this. How I see, because what appears to me in my drishti, in my vision, depends on my drishti kon, my attitude. The same thing can be seen positively, the same thing can be seen negatively. In a minute, I'm going to demonstrate this relationship between how and what. And then comes the Kriti, Srishti and Smriti. So fundamentally, if we want to change the Srishti, the nature, we want to make it sustainable, then we must start with Smriti. Now what do you see here? What are you seeing in this picture? Go ahead. What are you seeing in the picture? You're seeing a bird? Yes. Are you seeing a bird carrying some small kid? Yes. You are seeing two legs. You are seeing birds far away. You are seeing a small island. You are seeing water. Are you able to see all this? You are seeing some grass. Yes, that is what you are seeing. Now, what are you seeing now? What are you seeing now? There's a fish, there's a boat, couple of trees, correct? Two trees are there, yes. And then those birds became tents now, yes? Something like that. So now see, now let me ask you a question. Brother? Yeah. Is there a fish here? If I ask you, is there a bird here? Is there a boat here? Is there a beak here? Is there a tree here? Is there a leg here? You will say yes and no. Because you will say depends on how you are seeing it. Because it is exactly the same picture, I just inverted it. What I am seeing in the picture, what I am seeing depends on how I am seeing. My attitude, my vritti determines my drishti. My drishti determines what I actually find. So when I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. Very important principle. When I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. If I am a teacher, if I am looking at students, if I am seeing myself in my smriti that I am a sculptor. These are all stones, but each stone has an angel inside them. So I start seeing the angel, then that is what I will start working towards. But if I see myself as just yet another teacher who is there to collect her paycheck or salary at the end of the month and who has to fight with all these 40-50 kids in the class every single day for hours together, if that is my smriti and attitude, then you can imagine what my kriti will be and how my srishti will be. So my smriti, then vritti, then drishti, then kriti and then srishti. So when I start with this new awareness, this is what I learned from Brahmakumaris 30 years ago when I came. So fundamental shift in that consciousness which you are also experiencing in the last couple of days is, I am not this body, I am a soul. This is the new awareness, new smriti that is given to all of us. Very simple. Aham atma, mama shariram. I am a soul, this is my body. When I change this smriti, because until now we have seen how if I have to change the srishti, it should start from change in the smriti. Do you agree with me all? Yes or no? Now, when I change my smriti, when I say that I am not this body but I am a soul, how does this smriti start impacting my vritti and drishti and kriti? Let us explore that in a little more detail. Smriti se sthiti banti hai. You agree with that? Whatever I keep telling myself, based on that my sthiti, my state of mind gets created. Sthiti te swaroop banta hai. That is what I start becoming an embodiment. And Swaroop se samarthi. If I say I am useless, I can never study, I will never be able to win, I will never be able to get into IIT or I will never be able to become a researcher, then that is how I remain. But if I start with this smriti, I can do this. Not only your motivation level increases, but automatically your capability also increases, your samarthi. So smriti, samarthi. So when we doubt, Aham atma mamash, I am a soul, I am not this body. When I am talking about transformation in this consciousness, in this awareness, what do I... Soul consciousness means I am eternal. I am unique. I am equal. I am not same. We are all equal as human beings, but we are not same. We are different. I am valuable. I am a master. I am not a victim. I am a creator, not created. I am capable. I am powerful. I am connected. And I am light. So when I start changing my smriti, when I start saying that I am a soul and not this body, then suddenly from that smriti come all these aspects of soul consciousness. So atam abhimani sthiti, what does that mean? When I start having these smritis, this awareness, when I start thinking, when I start speaking, when I start acting from this awareness, aham atma mama shariram, then you will start seeing fundamental changes in the things around you. When so many speakers have been speaking in the last couple of years, or whoever comes to Mount Abu, last couple of days for you, whoever comes to Mount Abu, they are struck with the cleanliness, with the things that happen autopilot. On autopilot, nobody is commanding nobody. Everything happens so beautifully with a smile, as the previous speakers were saying. This is because fundamentally the smriti of the people living here is different from the smriti of the people visiting this place, like all of us. So when the change in smriti comes, that I am fundamentally, main ek mahan atma hu, main ek shresht atma hu, I am son of that Param Atma himself, and my life is to help others become better version of themselves. When I have this smriti, you can start seeing the srishti around you here in Mount Abu. So this srishti is the result of that smriti. Now, how does this impact? We all can also change our smriti. That is why when Brahmakumari start their lesson, as you must be attending the Raj Yoga course also, the first lesson, what is the first lesson that is taught? Main ek atma hu. Yes or no? It starts with that very simple and very, very easy lesson. Aham atma. Now, how does that transform? Now, let's take this simple example. If I fix this smriti, this awareness that I am eternal, I am a soul, I am eternal, then suddenly you will start thinking, then you will, the next thought that comes to you is, death is for the body and not for the soul. Yes? Because from the smriti that if I am atma, then atma is eternal. Ajar amar avinashi hai. Agar wo avinashi hai, then when I say I am dying, I am actually not dying. I am leaving my body. The language also changes. I am not dying. I am just leaving this body. I will take birth again. And earthly resources are not for use and throw. Why? Because I am going to come back. See the fascinating stuff. So when we want to make things sustainable in nature, we want to protect the nature, the fundamental question is, why should I protect? Why can't I be here, just enjoy my life and then go away? Kisne dekha kal? But when I have this smriti, I am the one who is going to come back. I am going to experience this world again and continuously keep experiencing it. Then suddenly I start becoming more responsible. You see the beauty, just one small change in smriti. And then let's take the next one and explore it in little more detail. So how does my life transform when I practice the awareness that I am eternal? Every single day, if I keep reminding myself that I am eternal, then how does my life transform? Now let's take the next aspect of soul consciousness. So awareness, attitude, vision, action and nature. Now the next aspect of the awareness of soul consciousness, we said, I am unique. So let's start with this very simple principle. All of you agree that each one of you is unique? Anyone else like you in the hall? Is there anyone like you in your school, college or office or in your factory? Is there anyone like you? Even twins, they think differently. Yes or no? So that there is no one else like me. Very simple. I'm just trying to write the corollary of I am unique. That one aspect of soul consciousness. I cannot become you, you cannot become me. Agreed? Kitna bhi koshish karu, kitna bhi main plastic surgery kar lu, main aap nahi ban sakta aur aap main nahi ban sakta, mere jaisa nahi ban sakte. Agreed? Now, what does this mean? I am unique means you are also unique. Very simple. Very simple, right? So now let's explore this. When I take this smriti that I am unique into myself, when I start looking at myself as a unique person on this earth, I stop trying to become someone else and I accept myself as I am. See the beautiful thing? Because I can never become anybody else. You can never become like me, I can never become like you. So I stop trying to imitate somebody else and I start accepting myself. And that's what improves self-compassion and self-acceptance. It comes naturally, because now I don't have to struggle. All types of comparisons disappear because there is no meaning. How much ever I try, I can never become you. How much ever you try, you can never become me. And that is what removes all the jealousy. Because you are unique, so you can definitely be more intelligent than me. There's nothing wrong with it. If someone else is more intelligent than me, that is not my mistake. I don't have to feel guilty about it. I need to start working on myself. And this is what this simple smriti or awareness that I am unique gives. Positive self-esteem increases and I stop blaming myself. I stop criticizing myself. And this is what helps in developing the non-judgmental awareness or the Sakshi Drashta Sthiti. I will allow you to be yourself and I will be myself because both of us are unique. Now this beautiful thing, why do we end up saying talak, talak, talak nowadays in less than a year? So many people, there is so much of problem in relationships because the spouse is trying to make the partner think like them, do like them. Balabhai, 30 saal ho gaya. 30 saal ho gaya. Usko black pasand hai aur mujhe white pasand hai. Badalti hi nahi hai. Now, if I start with this awareness that she is unique and I am unique, what happens in my relationships? Let's explore that. Your means what? Your tastes, your reactions, your abilities, they are all different from mine and that is okay. Yes or no? Is that the meaning of uniqueness? Now let's take it further. Mutual respect increases and I listen to you. Very huge. Nowadays people don't want to listen to their spouse or their team members or managers or to their teacher. I start listening because you are unique. Your perspectives are unique. I stop fighting with you. Because I don't want to change you because I know you can never become me. You are you and I am I am. Very important equation. I would encourage you to write down and reflect. Love, we like being loved because love is equal to respect plus safety. So when I start helping, when I start looking at you through this smriti, my drishti changes, my attitude changes because you are unique, then I will start giving you your space. And see the beauty. Then suddenly I will start, because you are not forcing me to think or eat or become like you. Because you are unique, I respect you for who you are and I allow you to be yourself. Very important. And that's the definition of empathy. Because I'm allowing you to be yourself. I'm not forcing my thoughts on you. I don't need permission to be myself because I am unique too. And see the beauty of that relationship. When each person accepts the other person as they are, they don't have to agree. You don't have to wear white. I am comfortable knowing that you like black and my white is your black and your black is my white. We are absolutely okay with that. And most of the interpersonal conflicts disappear. And when we talk about conflicts with the other people, when we talk about conflict resolution, I want to share something very interesting. Every conflict that we have with others is because of me, not the other person. Have you ever thought about it? If you are a manager and your team member is coming late and you have a conflict with your team member because he or she is coming late, who is having the problem? Your team member is happy coming late. You are having the problem. So it is because of you the conflict got created. My husband never gets up and helps me in washing the dishes. He is happy sleeping. Who is having the conflict? Because you are unhappy with he sleeping. That is why you are having the conflict. So every conflict that arises is because of you only, not the other person. Because wo happy hai, jo kar raha hai, wo karte hue, he is very happy. Or she is very happy. But I have the conflict because I am having a problem. Now, when you turn the things on its head, you don't have to get disappointed. Suddenly you start becoming more powerful. Because now you know the conflict is, because until now I thought, he has to get up, they have to listen to me, they have to come on time, ye sunte nahi hai, ye kahan ke log hai, and all this stuff increases my unnecessary stress because I gave my remote to you and said, bhai aap dabao, main yahan aa chungi. Right? Because that is the smriti I have. You, if you change, I will change. If only my mother-in-law changes. Everything would have been so beautiful. If only my boss. I have already become powerless by giving that power to you. But when I take back that power, when I become the master, when I have in that smriti that I am the master, I am not a slave, see the difference it makes how you approach the life. It increases mutual acceptance, and this is different from agreement. Agreement means I don't have to agree with you. I will just listen to you, allow you to speak. That is acceptance. I can still disagree with you. Yes or no? Because when two people are speaking with each other and the other person listens to you very, very carefully, he will give you all the time under the sun, focuses on you when you are speaking, and then gently disagrees, will you fight with them or will you agree with their disagreement? You will be comfortable, right? Because you will say, Meri sunwai hui, achhi tarah se isne suna. And then he respected, then he is changing. That is the beauty that comes with that just change in one smriti. I am unique. You are not done yet. Now let's move forward. Another very important point, at least the south from where I come from, everybody needs to become a doctor or an engineer. There are no lawyers, there are no accountants. Sabko doctor ya engineer hi banna hai, otherwise you are less than that. I came from IIT, I am a scientist F in DRDO, I head the lab, and what the heck, you want to take commerce? Main apna shakal kaise dikhaun? Kam se kam engineering to karo. Because I want my son to be carry forward my legacy. But if I remember that I am unique, you are unique, and me becoming a scientist, it does not necessarily mean that as my son, you should not take commerce or you should not become a painter. Because I respect you as you are unique, I will allow you to share your own story. Now, how does this impact work? Every team member is respected as they are. This creates a safe space. Because you are unique, I am unique, it's absolutely okay if you have a different opinion than mine. Arey yaar, usko team ye meeting mein mat bulana. Jo bhi main kehta hu na, uska bilkul ulta kehta hai ye. To isliye, no, he will not come in the meeting. But now suddenly when I change my smriti, he is unique. His point is to show what doesn't work, which is also needed. Not only what works, but what also doesn't work. So I start respecting their opinion. I need not agree with it, but I start respecting. And that increases psychological safety. It takes the quality of conversations a notch higher, because I'm not stopping you. I'm allowing you to share, I'm allowing you to speak with this consciousness, with this smriti, that your opinions are different, my opinions are different, and that is okay. And when you start working with that kind of a manager, what will be your output? More or less? You will be more stressed or less stressed? You will be more relaxed or less relaxed? Just with this one single change in the smriti of your manager, you are unique, I am unique. No idea is brushed aside. It creates more opportunities for better ideas to be shared. Because research shows those managers, those leaders who are open to listen to their team members are the ones who are more creative. Because no idea is brushed aside. How many times in your life you must have felt? You can ask yourself. When a meeting is happening, or when a plan is being discussed, you know it's not, there is some flaw, it is not going to, boss is presenting it. You wanted to say it, but then you stopped yourself from saying, nahi, abhi nahi. Yes or no? Because you were scared what your boss would say. And after it happens, you will come back and say, mujhe pata tha. Ye aisa hi hone wala tha. Then why didn't you speak? Because you were scared. Because your boss will judge you. Because your boss did not consider your opinion as unique. So what are those specific challenges in my life, in my relationships, in my workplace, can I overcome using this small change in this smriti, in this awareness that I am unique? I would encourage you to start thinking. So we just explored only two aspects of soul consciousness so far. Yes or no? We said, I am eternal and I am unique. Only two. And see the difference it brought about in terms of how we experience our life, how we relate with the people around us, and how we are going to work. That is the power of smriti. If I have to change my srishti, then I need to change my smriti first. So we don't have time, so I'm going to stop discussing only these two elements. And I will leave the rest of the things as your homework, where in these next day or two that you are going to be there, make a note and then start reflecting. If in my smriti, I approach you not as somebody who is more than me or less than me, but we are all equal, then what happens to our conversations, to our relationships, to my fears, or to my hesitation when I consider you as my equal? When I start looking at myself as I am valuable. The previous speaker, so eloquently she talked about the interventions that she is doing for the teachers and the students. So the very first intervention, when a student knows that I am unique and I am valuable, see the difference it makes to the self-respect of the student. Because this is one of the biggest problems in today's our country, where you must be seeing in newspapers where people are giving up lives, not just in even at IITs, because nobody told them that they are valuable. Right? So when I start seeing myself as I'm valuable, when my teachers start seeing me as somebody who is valuable, not as somebody who is a good for nothing idiot, fit for nothing, which is what most people tend to see their students as, it completely changes. I am master, I am not a victim. Like we just shared about the conflict management. I am a creator, I am not created. I have the power minute by minute to create what kind of sthiti or state of mind I want to be. I am capable, I am powerful. I just have to put in a little more effort. For some, they can do it in 2 days, but for me, it takes 4 days. That's okay, because he is unique, I am unique. He is different, I am different. I am connected, I am never alone, and I am light. So when you start sitting in meditation, when you experience yourself that I am not this body or which is heavy with five elements, but I am light, see the difference it makes for your experience and how it immediately relaxes. So to create a sustainable tomorrow, let us start practicing soul consciousness from today onwards. Because that is the foundation for us creating a sustainable nature. Because the principle is, सृष्टि को परिवर्तन करना है तो पहले स्मृति को परिवर्तन करो. जब तक स्मृति की परिवर्तन नहीं होगी तब तक आप जितना भी चाहो, जितने भी कॉन्फ्रेंसेस करो, जितने भी लोगों को बुलाओ, सृष्टि का परिवर्तन नहीं हो सकता. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू बाला भाई फॉर वेरी डीप इनसाइट एंड यू कनेक्ट विद अस द रूट कॉज व्हाई the nature is exploiting today, because we have exploited the self. Until unless we are not practicing the self consciousness and jo consciousness ko hum sustain nahi karenge to prakriti bhi sustain nahi ho sakti. To jaise hum ek geet bhi sun rahe the, jaisa sochoge waisa ban jaoge, lekin uske sath mein kya add karenge, waisa hi aap create bhi karenge na. तो जैसा कर्म होगा वैसा फल पाएंगे. तो आज जो हम डिस्कस कर रहे हैं, आज का जो करंट इश्यू है, वो आज ऐसा क्यों है, कहीं ना कहीं हमारे ही एटीट्यूड्स और हमारे ही एक्शंस का रिजल्ट है कि आज हमें इस पर सोचना पड़ रहा है कि हमारा फ्यूचर कैसा होगा जब ये रिसोर्सेज हमारी जिंदगी से कम हो जाएंगे, हमारी जिंदगी कैसी होगी. लेकिन हमारे पास समय है इसको करने का. सो अभी मैं हमारे नेक्स्ट स्पीकर डॉक्टर पंकज कुमार को इनवाइट करती हूँ, हु इज अ साइंटिस्ट एफ एंड ग्रुप इन चार्ज AMS एंड जियोक्रोनोलॉजी इंटर यूनिवर्सिटी एक्सेलरेटर सेंटर दिल्ली. ही इज 22 इयर्स प्लस एक्सपीरियंस इन रिसर्च इन आइसोटोप जियोकेमिस्ट्री पेलेक्लोनिमेट एंड IMBM इंस्ट्रूमेंटेशन. पायनियर्ड इंडिया फर्स्ट AMS नेशनल फैसिलिटीज फॉर 10B/26AI एंड 14C LED नेशनल जियोक्रोनोलॉजिकल फैसिलिटी. ऑथर ऑफ 100+ इंटरनेशनल पब्लिकेशन. लीडर ऑफ मेजर इंटरनेशनल प्रोजेक्ट एंड ग्लोबल कोलेबरेशन. रिसिपियंट ऑफ द SN शेषाद्री मेमोरियल यंग साइंटिस्ट अवार्ड IPA 2020, Fellow of Geological Society of India, active member of multiple scientific bodies. A scientist who measures time itself, he transforms cosmic traces into stories of Earth's past and pathways for its future. So, Dr. Pankaj Kumar.
Thank you, Didi. Om Shanti. Good. Okay. So Didi has introduced me, and the tagline which they have formulated, I never thought that I will be so much fit into such a good tagline. Anyway, speaking after Balakishore Bhaiji, it's a challenging task. But what he spoke was about, you know, changing the nature of individual. Right? So if you change the nature of individual, or let's say not to change it, but to think that what you are and how you can be at peace, how you can transform your relations in family, at workplace, and at in society, that was, you know, looking inside. What I am going to touch upon, you know, matching with the theme of the title of this panel discussion or this plenary session, Nurturing the Nature for a Sustainable Tomorrow. It's basically about the nature where we live in, the nature around us, the mountains, the rivers, the landscape, the beautiful landscape like we see here in this Gyan Sarovar campus. So I will be touching upon how we can, you know, we can contribute as an individual, and we can contribute as an institute wherever we are working, or we can contribute as a society wherever we are living to sustain this nature, to have or to keep this nature in a beautiful form so that we can give a beautiful tomorrow to our, to the next generation. So I will be, of course, we have been talking about a lot spirituality, of course, and the previous speaker, Balakishwar Bhai, also talked about the spirituality. And of course, spirituality, if you follow the spiritual nature, then I'm sure that you can, you know, protect the Mother Earth as well as you can make it even more beautiful. But then there are certain parameters on which we work as a scientist or as a researcher. Those are the SDGs, they are Sustainable Development Goals. Those are set by the United Nations. And as an individual or as an institutional or as a societal, what are our responsibilities to work towards achieving those sustainability goals? So I work at this place called Inter-University Accelerator Center. It's in Delhi. It's a you know, kind of space or unique laboratory where we have very high-end instruments. And of course, we try to use those instruments in different domains, nuclear physics, material science. So, you know, making or understanding the nature of nucleus or devising new materials where we can store more data and all. Okay, so we all know that we are facing a climate crisis, and we need to look whether this crisis which we are facing today, drought or maybe the flood, why are we facing, whether this is anthropogenic, or this is human driven, or it is happening on its own, that we need to understand first. So there is a lot of biodiversity loss which is happening. Pollution, of course, we see all around us. Many of us are coming from Delhi, and during November, December, January, it's a tough time for all of us. We are living in a gas chamber. So this is, of course, we need to think how we can reduce it. And this is anthropogenically or human-driven because of, you know, our greed or many other reasons. So what, in this plenary session, there is a term called sustainability. So what is sustainability? Sustainability is basically meeting the present needs without compromising the future generations. So without, you know, having bad time for the upcoming generation, we should try to meet the our need. And therefore, nurturing the Mother Earth or Mother Nature is survival, it's not luxury. So it's compulsory that we should work towards, you know, nurturing the nature. So these are the 17 goals which are, you know, set by the United Nations. And all the countries, part of UN Charter, they have to, you know, work towards the achieving these goals. And there are, you know, there are in different domains, starting from zero hunger, poverty, and water management, and life on the earth, life inside the water, So, you know, preserving the nature in a whole, as a whole. So, Didi spoke, Dr. Didi spoke in the beginning about the three R. So, what are, what we can do in achieving these goals, or what we can do in preserving the nature? There are three R's, which she has already, you know, done practical on this. We should reduce, reuse and recycle. I am not going to talk about it again. So, we should try to conserve the energy and water as much as possible. We should plant more trees. All of us know these things. But it's basically we have to keep remembering that we will have to do it. And prefer sustainable transport and diets also. So there is a study which has proven that if you consume non-veg food, you are harming Mother Earth much, much more than if you consume the compared to the vegetarian people. The carbon footprints, the water requirement, need for producing the non-veg food is much higher than the vegetarian food. And we should always be mindful of doing limited consumption. So it should not be like if I have need of one t-shirt or and then in my cupboard I have hundreds of t-shirts. It should not be like this. We should see, everything, whatever you use in daily life, whether it's food, clothes, anything, this all comes from the earth, earth-related materials. Nothing is coming from the Mars or nothing is coming from the moon. So we should be always mindful that we should try to consume as less as possible, starting from food to wearing clothes and everything. And then, as a institute, what should be our responsibilities? Like, I come from IUAC, Inter-University Accelerator Center. We have tried to put the solar panels on our roofs, all on our roofs. We do rainwater harvesting. We do the waste management. We try to do the waste segregation at the source itself. Institute like Brahma Kumaris, they do it in their every center. And I'm sure if they work or if they calculate that how much they are working towards achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goals, I am sure then in our country they will be on the top. As an institute, we should promote the research and the innovation which promote or which try to achieve the sustainability. And we should make our kids aware, our students aware, our PhD scholars aware about the sustainability, and also we should spread the message in the industry as well as society. So these are the something which we can do, and now I will come upon what are we doing in my group. So I am heading a group, National Geochronology Facility. It work in different domains. We work towards the carbon neutrality. We work towards the clean energy, climate change, civilization studies, where we use the ion accelerators for putting the age marker or the time marker on that water resources, and then ecosystem, health, education. So these are the areas, broader areas where we work, and we always try to achieve the goals which are set by the United Nations. And then I will now give you some of the examples that how do we do this? So we have got many instruments. They are unique in many senses. And many of them are first time in our country and at only place in our country. And we have, since it is a national facility, so we attract the researchers from all across country. And they are working in different domains utilizing these instruments. At IUAC, in fact, in the terms of climate change, you all know that how this increased level of CO2 by consuming the fossil fuels, we are adding carbon into the atmosphere, and therefore it is increasing the temperature, and then therefore the water bodies which are preserving huge amount of water, for example glaciers, they are melting on a faster pace in recent time. So then because of the CO2, we have devised some programs where we identify whether the CO2 is the very old CO2 stored in terms of fossil fuel or the recently captured CO2, biofuel kind of thing. So we have established some protocols and established some new methods of measuring these the source of carbon dioxide, I would say. And for example, this is what we have studied. You see, this is the picture of our Himalaya, and it is called third pole after the Arctic and Antarctica, and it is water tower for Asia. So in the picture at your left, you would see the size of the Gangotri Glacier, from which river Ganga is originating, is decreasing in the recent time. You can see that it was large, and then in the recent time it is decreasing. So in the recent time, of course, the effect is visible, that yes, the glaciers are sinking in size. But what was the case if you go back in thousands of years in time? So whether this change is cyclic or it has been happening since long time, or it is recent, all this is studied at our place using the isotopes. So we apply isotope in this, and then we have published a lot of papers in different parts of Himalaya. Similarly, this is the study which we conducted in Kashmir Himalaya, where we used beryllium 10 isotope to understand the glacial phases. Anyway, so this is something which we study to understand, to increase the knowledge base of the behavior of glaciers in the, not only in the recent time, which is easily visible through the satellite images, but we are talking about the time frame which is ranging up to 30,000 years back in time, or 40,000, 50,000 years back in time. So this is to increase the database and to understand the behavior of these glaciers. So accordingly, we can make the policies. And this is very, good work which we did in collaboration with CMAP, Lucknow. This is, in fact, our morning, in the morning when we wake up, we start using the toothpaste. And toothpaste sometimes is having some smell. It's a mint smell, or it could be some other smell. So basically, the many products which we use contain a lot of flavor and fragrance. And this flavor and fragrance can be created through the herbal route or through the synthetic route. So we have identified a solution for it, just to check whether it is really herbal route or the synthetic route. Anyway, because of paucity of time, I'm skipping this, but I will show you the result. You see some of these, the red colored thing, they are marketed as a pure herbal citral oil, but they came out to be 100% artificial. And why are we studying all these things? Why do we want to study? And this is studied in other oil also, peppermint oil, garlic oil and not. And also in the rose oil. Why we want to study this? Because if you keep producing synthetic products, they will create, these are the paper published on this, the synthetic products, they create lots of side effects on the human body, and also they increase the carbon footprint. And because when you grow something in the field, the crop, it captures the carbon and it reduces the carbon in the atmosphere. While when you do the synthetic way, that it increases the carbon in the atmosphere. So we have to have some research done in this area, where we can identify whether these are the bio-based or the synthetic. Other thing is towards, you might be listening, if you are living in mega cities, now the petrol or the diesel which you will be getting from the petrol stations, you will be having the biofuel. You will not have 100% fossil fuel. Reason is that we are trying to reduce the carbon available, or carbon which is coming out from the fossil fuel. So this is the study which we did in collaboration with Maruti and Indian Oil. And in fact, this is done to understand the pure exact proportion of biofuel. And because of this, our study now, government is for, you know, confident to implement this policy. So I will just skip it. So these are the, you know, some of the events which, some of the, you know, research areas where we, which we are pursuing at IUAC. And if you, previous speaker has already talked about it, if you are really spiritual, I am sure that you will love, you will try to live the sustained lifestyle. So I will just skip it with the call to action that as an individual, we should swear or we should try to adopt the eco-friendly lifestyle. As an institute, we should lead an example by policy, research, and the life which we live at the campus. And see, we all are global citizens. For us, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, you know, we have the hypothesis of the world is my family. So we should try to align always with the UN SDGs, and we should try to live in, with harmony with nature. And my previous speaker says that we do not inherit earth from the our ancestors. We have borrowed it from the from our children. And remember, when you borrow something, you should give it back in the same shape and same condition. Otherwise, you have to pay the price. So for sustainable tomorrow, we have to blend the science and collective action, and also a very important factor, spirituality. And I'm sure together we can nurture this nature and secure the future. I will stop it here with the with this beautiful picture, which is, you know, all of us are seeing. And following the principle of Brahma Kumaris, I'm sure we can contribute a little bit in nurturing the nature so that we can give better tomorrow to our children. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Pankaj. Now I am inviting our next guest, Dr. Girish Mittal, who is an entrepreneur, author, policy analyst and philanthropist, founder of Mittalcon Solutions, Pineland International School, Mittal Publishing House and Smarts Media, recipient of Youth Icon Award and Entrepreneur of the Year, featured among India's 10 successful entrepreneurs. Expanding ventures into AI-powered technology and digital business education, runs an NGO for free food education and human rights advocacy. An innovator at heart, he unites enterprise, education, and empathy to create lasting social impact. So, Dr. Girish Mittal.
Thank you, Didi. Good afternoon, everyone. Om Shanti. Awaaz kam aa rahi hai aapki thoda sa. Om Shanti. Aaj main aapke samne ek aise vishay par bolne aaya hu jo keval discussion ka hissa nahi balki hamare astitav ka prashn hai. Nutri nature for a sustainable tomorrow. Speciality sikhati hai कि मानव और प्रकृति अलग नहीं है. द होल वर्ल्ड इज वन फैमिली. अगर परिवार का एक हिस्सा बीमार हो जाए तो पूरा परिवार दुखी होता है. आज प्रकृति बीमार है और इसका असर हर इंसान, हर समाज, हर संस्कृति पर दिखाई दे रहा है. मैं आपको कुछ प्रकृति संकट की उदाहरणें पेश कर रहा हूं. 2023 में हिमाचल प्रदेश में भारी लैंडस्लाइड हुआ क्योंकि हमने पहाड़ों को अंधाधुंध काटा. दिल्ली की हवा जिसे हम सांस लेते हैं WHO के अनुसार दुनिया की सबसे प्रदूषित हवा में गिनी गई. एमेजॉन रेन फॉरेस्ट जिसे हम लंग्स ऑफ द प्लैनेट कहते हैं, हर मिनट फुटबॉल के मैदान जितना काटा जा रहा है. दीज आर नॉट जस्ट एनवायरमेंट न्यूज, ये हमारी जीवन रेखा की चेतावनियां हैं. स्पिरिचुअलिटी हमें सिखाती है जब हम नेचर का सम्मान करते हैं तो इनर पीस अपने आप आता है. जब हम केवल शोषण करते हैं तो एंग्जायटी, इंबैलेंस और कंफ्लिक्ट बढ़ते हैं। मैं आपको एक एग्जांपल देता हूं मेडिटेशन। जब हम ध्यान करते हैं तो हम पेड़ की तरह स्थिर होना सीखते हैं, नदी की तरह बहना सीखते हैं और सूरज की तरह निस्वार्थ देना सीखते हैं। अब सवाल है, हाउ डू वी न्यूचर नेचर फॉर ए सस्टेनेबल टुमारो। मैं आपके सामने 10 गहरे सॉल्यूशन और लाइव एग्जांपल जो मैंने पिछले दो दिनों में नोटिस की वो आपके सामने पेश कर रहा हूं। सबसे पहले है इको स्पिरिचुअल एजुकेशन। स्कूल्स में केवल साइंस नहीं बल्कि नेचर मेडिटेशन और वैल्यू एजुकेशन भी हो। उदाहरण के तौर पर मैंने पिछले दो दिन में ज्ञान सरोवर में आकर महसूस किया कि यहां पर ध्यान और पर्यावरण शिक्षा के को साथ पढ़ाया जाता है। आंतरिक शांति में बाहरी प्रकृति की रक्षा, यही उनके संदेश हैं। सेकंड वन, ग्रीन एनर्जी रेवोल्यूशन। कोयल बेस्ड प्लांट्स बंद करके सोलर और विंड एनर्जी को बढ़ाना, ये भी मेरी लाइव एग्जांपल मैं दे रहा हूं। मैंने कल आबू रोड में इंडिया वन सोलर प्लांट देखा जो एक मेगावाट क्षमता का स्थापित किया गया है, जो नवीकरण ऊर्जा को उत्कृष्ट उदाहरण है। थर्ड वन इज सैक्रेड रिवर मूवमेंट। गंगा और यमुना केवल नदियां नहीं, हमारी मां है। अगर हम उन्हें सीवर और प्लास्टिक से भर देंगे तो यह स्पिरिचुअल इंसल्ट भी है। उदाहरण के तौर पर ब्रह्मा कुमारी दीदी गंगा, नर्मदा आदि नदियों के किनारे स्वच्छता अभियान और ध्यान कार्यक्रम आयोजित करते हैं। वे कहते हैं, पहले जल को मन से पवित्र करें तब नदियां भी शुद्ध होंगी। फोर्थ वन इज फूड कॉन्शियसनेस। स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस हमें सिखाती है, जैसा अन्न वैसा मन। यदि हम जैविक और सात्विक फूड खाएंगे तो हम नेचर को भी हील करेंगे। उदाहरण के तौर पर मैंने पिछले दो दिनों में इस संस्था में आकर महसूस किया कि यहां बना भोजन सात्विक भोजन है, क्योंकि यह शुद्ध हवा, शुद्ध शाकाहार जो ध्यान में बनता है और प्रसाद की तरह दिया जाता है। यह स्वास्थ्य है, मन और पर्यावरण तीनों के लिए लाभकारी है। पॉइंट नंबर 5, मिनिमलिस्ट लाइफस्टाइल। आज की दुनिया में मोर इज बेटर कल्चर है, पर स्पिरिचुअलिटी सिखाती है सिंपल लिविंग, हाई थिंकिंग। उदाहरण के तौर पर मैंने पिछले दो दिनों में इस संस्था में आकर महसूस किया, यहां सभी दीदी सफेद सादी पोशाक, आभूषण विहीन जीवन शैली और सीमित साधन इस बात का प्रतीक है कि सच्चा सुख सादगी में है। पॉइंट नंबर 6, सैक्रेड ग्रोव्स प्रिजर्वेशन। भारत के गांवों में देववन होते हैं जिन्हें कोई काटता नहीं था, हम उसे ट्रेडिशन को रिवाइव करना है। उदाहरण के तौर पर माउंट आबू में बीकी दीदी अरावली के जंगल और जैव विविधता की रक्षा में जुटी हैं। महाराष्ट्र गुजरात में उनका जैविक खेती आंदोलन किसानों को सिखाता है, ध्यान से भूमि और पेड़ पौधों की उर्वरता बढ़ती है। पॉइंट नंबर 7, ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी विद एथिक्स। आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, रोबोटिक और डिजिटलाइजेशन को सिर्फ प्रॉफिट के लिए नहीं बल्कि कार्बन फुटप्रिंट कम करने के लिए यूज करना। उदाहरण के तौर पर ड्रोन से फॉरेस्ट माइनिंग, फॉरेस्ट मॉनिटरिंग और इलीगल माइनिंग रोकना। पॉइंट नंबर 8, कम्युनिटी ड्राइवर मॉडल्स। स्पिरिचुअलिटी कम्युनिटी नेचर को परिवार की तरह ट्रीट करती है। उदाहरण के तौर पर कल मैंने ज्ञान सरोवर में आकर सोलर कुकिंग सिस्टम देखा जिसमें हजारों लोगों का खाना बिजली और ऊर्जा को बैकअप के तौर पर कंज्यूम करके बनाया जाता है। पॉइंट नंबर 9, इको टूरिज्म नॉट ईगो टूरिज्म। ट्रैवल करते समय होटल में वाटर और एनर्जी का मिसयूज ना हो। उदाहरण के तौर पर केरला में कई इको रिजोर्ट हैं जो पूरी तरह रेन वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग और सोलर एनर्जी पर चलते हैं। और ज्ञान सरोवर में मैंने देखा वाटर ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट जो वेस्टेज वाटर को कंज्यूम करके प्लांट्स के लिए यूटिलाइज किया जाता है। पॉइंट नंबर 10, ग्लोबल स्पिरिचुअलिटी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी। क्लाइमेट चेंज सिर्फ पॉलिटिक्स नहीं, स्पिरिचुअलिटी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी भी है। उदाहरण के तौर पर कॉप समिट में अगर स्पिरिचुअलिटी बेस्ड एथिक्स जुड़ जाएं, तो एग्रीमेंट सिर्फ पेपर नहीं बल्कि संकल्प बनेंगे। प्रिय साथियों, स्पिरिचुअलिटी हमें यह याद दिलाती है हम प्रकृति के मालिक नहीं, उसके संरक्षक हैं। इफ वी डिस्ट्रॉय नेचर टुडे, टुमारो विल नॉट फॉरगिव अस, बट इफ वी नेचर टुडे, टुमारो विल ब्लेस अस। लेट अस इनोवेट नेवर एवेन्यू वेयर टेक्नोलॉजी मीट स्पिरिचुअलिटी, वेयर साइंस मीट साइलेंस एंड वेयर प्रोग्रेस मीट पीस। आइए मिलकर यह संकल्प लें, नेचर इज नॉट आउटसाइड अस, नेचर इज विद इन अस। और जब हम प्रकृति को पोषित करेंगे तो वास्तव में सभ्य को पोषित करेंगे। थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। हमारे सभी स्पीकर्स ने हमें बताया कि फाइनली एक एनर्जी है जो हम सबके साथ काम कर रही है, और जो नेचर है वो परोपकारिता का सिंबल है। तो अब हमें नेचर को क्या देना है? कंपैशन, एम्पैथी, जो हमने उससे लिया है वो हमें उसे देना है। दिस इज द ग्रैटिट्यूड टुवर्ड्स द नेचर। सो लेट्स कनेक्ट द रूट्स एंड गिव द ग्रैटिट्यूड टू द नेचर। आई एम इनवाइटिंग बीके सिस्टर श्वेता टू कनेक्ट अस विद आवर रूट्स। ओम शांति। 28th से ये प्रोग्राम शुरू हुआ और अभी तक जितने भी सेशन गए हुए हैं, आप सभी भाई बहने ये नोटिस कर चुके होंगे कि हर सेशन के पश्चात 5 मिनट के लिए भी हो मेडिटेशन कराया जा रहा है। दूसरी चीज है कि इस मंच पर जितने भी सेशन हुए हैं, यहां पर स्पिरिचुअल पर्सन प्लस साइंटिफिक पर्सन, इन दोनों का मिलाप से, समन्वयता से आप सबको एक नई चीज परोस के दिया जा रहा है। और आज के टॉपिक के अनुसार जिस रीति से एकता बहन ने अटेंशन खिंचवाया कि जहां नेचर की बात आ रही है, साइंटिफिकली अगर देखा जाए तो हमने बहुत सारी बातों को सुना, एंड स्पिरिचुअली भी अगर देखा जाए तो हमने बाला भाई जी से भी बहुत सुंदर रीति से सुना। कहीं ना कहीं साइंस एंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी ये दोनों साथ ही साथ चल रहे हैं। और जहां पर राजयोग मेडिटेशन का एक बहुत सुंदर रोल है, प्रकृति से हमने बहुत कुछ लिया है, माना प्रकृति ने हमें बहुत कुछ दिया है, और आज इस प्रकृति के लिए ही चारों तरफ हाहाकार भी है। साइंटिफिकली देखा जाए तो साइंटिस्ट अपने आधार से, अपनी शक्ति से, अपनी ताकत से प्रकृति को बचाने के हेतु सब कुछ कर रहे हैं, तो एक कदम हम स्पिरिचुअलिटी के और भी जाएं। प्रकृति एक ऐसी चीज है जो मनुष्य आत्माओं के संकल्पों को बहुत सहज रीति से रिसीव कर लेती है। तो चलें सभी पालनहार बन करके, हम सभी जानते हैं कि ये सृष्टि के रचयिता परमपिता परमात्मा, जिसे हम पालनहार कहते हैं, हम सभी उनके बच्चे मास्टर पालनहार हैं, तो चलें सभी पालनहार बन करके इस प्रकृति को एक सुंदर सा शक्तिशाली सकाश दें हम सभी। ओम शांति। सभी अलर्ट हो करके बैठ जाए। एक शक्तिशाली संकल्प, इस सृष्टि के रचयिता परम पिता परमात्मा के में श्रेष्ठ रचना हो, मैं विश्व कल्याण कार्यात्मा हूं, ये विश्व पुरुष परम पुरुष और प्रकृति के साथ ही चल रहा है। मैं अपने शक्तिशाली स्वरूप को इमर्ज कर इस प्रकृति के पांच तत्वों को परमपिता परमात्मा जो सर्व शक्तियों का सागर है उस परमात्मा से सुख शांति और पवित्रता की शक्ति को प्रकृति के पांचों तत्वों में मैं बिखेर रही हूं। मेरे हर संकल्प प्योर और पॉजिटिव पावरफुल है। विजुअलाइज करें मुझ आत्मा के एक एक संकल्प इस प्रकृति के पांचों तत्वों में प्रवेश कर रही है। शांति और पवित्रता। इन्हीं संकल्पों के साथ अपने आप को स्थित कर ले। ओम शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति।